Hollywood had its monumental figures, and Debbie Reynolds was one of them. She could dance, sing, act, and she worked hard at all of it. Reynolds died last night at the age of 84, just a day after her daughter Carrie Fisher died. Richard Barrios is a musical film historian. His latest book is called Dangerous Rhythm, Why Movie Musicals Matter. Hello, Richard.
Hi.
Debbie Reynolds was Hollywood gold, so it's easy to forget that she was not born into the theater and she was not destined for stardom. How did it all happen for her?
It's almost like a Hollywood fictional story. She got into a beauty contest when she was in high school, and she didn't even think she was going to win. And she ended up winning, and there was a talent scout in the audience. So it all resulted in a movie contract for her, totally unprepared and everything else, but she got it.
Well, when she did Singin' in the Rain for MGM, she became a megastar with Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. But she always said that that film was incredibly hard. I mean, she said as hard as childbirth. Why was it so difficult?
Mainly because Gene Kelly and Stanley Donen, the directors, drove her very hard, very, very demandingly with the dancing. She had danced a little on film, but nothing like what was involved with this, and they really pushed her.
There's one kind of legendary story about her being so upset. Again, she was 19 years old then, and she was so tired and so drawn out that she kind of hid under the piano and cried.
In the rehearsal studio, and she was there just in total agony and not thinking she could get through with it. And she saw a pair of legs kind of near her while she was under the piano, and then she peeked out and looked up, and it was Fred Astaire. And he commiserated with her and told her that this was the kind of thing he went through all the time, and just to keep with it, and she'll get it. And she was very heartened by that, and so she picked up and went and did it, and it made her a star.
One of her next stops was the film Tammy, and this really enhanced her as a singer.
The song's popularity is what made the movie popular. The song took off so fast and so greatly that they actually had to bring the movie back to kind of reissue it based on the popularity of the song. And then it became a hit, and it kind of made people rethink her stardom.
Let's give it a listen.
I hear the cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love.
What do you hear in that, Richard?
It's a very sincere voice. There are no tricks. There's no artifice. It's almost as if she's talking. And that was one of the reasons she was a star, became a star, and stayed a star for 65 years. You know, there was this girl next door quality, and it's why everybody always kind of rooted for her.
People really rooted for her when she had that terrible personal turmoil when she was married to Eddie Fisher, and then Eddie Fisher turned around and married one of their close friends, Elizabeth Taylor. Why did that become such a Hollywood spectacle?
Partly because she and Eddie Fisher in the mid-1950s were sort of Hollywood's golden young couple. It looked from the outside that there was this storybook romance. He was close friends with the producer Michael Todd, and she was at MGM with Mrs. Todd, Elizabeth Taylor. And then Michael Todd was killed in a plane crash. Eddie started comforting Elizabeth Taylor, and it turned very rapidly into a romance, but all the personal sympathy went to Debbie because she had been abandoned by her husband.
It's interesting the way the personal and the professional meld for her, because really, you said she's a spunky woman, and that spunk was shown in her personal life and then also in what was her favorite role, and that's in the film The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
She even titled one of her books Unsinkable, because she was, really. She kept going, and, you know, she had these bad marriages, and she had financial setbacks that she wrote very candidly about. But there was something indomitable about her, and that was shown most clearly in this film, for which she was nominated for an Academy Award, and she regarded as her best film achievement, because it was about a woman who brings herself up from very humble origins and becomes successful and rich and cannot be defeated even by the sinking of the Titanic. And if that's not a parallel with Debbie Reynolds' own life, I don't know what is.
Richard Berrios, musical film historian, currently at work on a book for Turner Classic Movies called Must-See Musicals, 50 Show-Stopping Movies We Can't Forget. Nice to talk to you, Richard. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna learn to read and write. I'm gonna see what there is to see. So if you go from no